are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a little stiffer today. I don't know. I bet some sort of humidity or storm is coming. I know that's not in the forecast. I don't know where you all live and where you all are listening from, but I don't know. I can feel it. You know how dogs know what's happening with the weather? I can feel it. That's my joints. I tell you, getting older, not too fun. I was just limping today getting out of bed, and it wasn't even the plantar fasciitis. I mean, it was just, I was stiff. You know, we were talking about getting older on Facebook. I said, you know you're getting older, right? We were also talking about underwear this week on the show, so I decided to kind of blend the two subjects, which is what I do, you know, because we've got to make things pertinent. And, you know, if your underwear goes from having X amount of silk content or nylon content to more and more cotton over the years, you know you're getting older. And if you also notice with your underwear, the color starts to fade. No more black. No more polka dot, no more hot pink, starts to go to white. So, you know, look at your underwear drawer. If you're wearing the 18-hour Playtex bulletproof bra, which I end up donning most of my days, and the white Hanes Herways, you're getting old. You're getting old. Now, I mean, now look, I know my husband's birthday, when that comes up, don't worry, I'll, you know, switch it up a little bit. I'll probably wear beige. But that's about it when it comes to color. I'm getting old. Yeah. Oh, the poor man. The beige bra. Oh, isn't that horrible? And you know why we wear the beige? You know, guys ask, why do women wear the beige bra? It has got to be the ugliest undergarment out there. Well, you wear the beige bra because you're trying to blend in with your skin. You're trying to hide the bra strap. And so it's not really for our husbands we're doing it. It's to, you know, blend in with their skin. It's just my skin is so white, I may as well just stick with the white Playtex. Now, there are bra straps now that are clear. You could get clear bra straps, but those bras, they usually don't hold too much. Those bras are for the first couple letters of the alphabet. You know, once you start getting into the, you know, double digits, you just got to go through, I mean, whatever is wire, fish wire, steel cable, you just got to wear what you got to wear. But, you know, interesting, one of the reasons why we talked about underwear, you know, many of you, you only get to listen to my weekend show, and you're probably like, thank heavens for that. And, you know, one of the things we talked about yesterday was confidence builders. And there was a study years ago that said if you wear sexy underwear to work, not that anybody sees your underwear, but when you wear it underneath your clothes, even though you're wearing your regular uniform, et cetera, me, I'm wearing my scrubs, if you wear your sexy underwear, you have a bounce in your step. You feel better. You just feel, you know, more confident. And, you know, so I told Donovan, you know, who's working the dials today, anytime he wants, he doesn't even have to tell me when he's wearing, you know, fancy underwear. Donovan, are you going to plan to wear fancy underwear next week? he's a little man. Yes, that's the assignment. We all have to. Honestly, I'm not joking, guys. Next week, okay, this is all of our assignment, just to see if the day goes better. Now, it has to be comfortable. We talked about how much, you know, many of the sexy underwears that are out there, not too comfortable. Especially since us women, we do the trick, and you men probably know this by now if you've listened to my show, because I tell men all the tricks we women do. But for women's breasts to look that good, if we didn't have a breast lift or enhancement, you buy a bra that's a cup size or two smaller than what you need. This way it looks like you're overfloweth-ing, right? Your bra overfloweth. And so it's uncomfortable. So ladies, that's not what I'm talking about. And men, wear something silky. Wear something that you feel kind of sexy, and even though nobody's supposed to look. And see if that makes your workday better. I mean it. I'm not saying this because I want everybody to get the groove on. I'm saying this because, you know, a lot of people, they hate going to work. Switch it up a little bit. See what happens. And if it does make you feel better, then I say Wednesdays are sexy underwear days. And you don't have to tell anybody, you know, because you don't want the wife going, wait a second. You know, you're wearing your Donny Osmond purple, what are the guys? No, guys don't wear Speedos. What's the sexy guy underwear? I don't know. My husband doesn't wear sexy guy underwear. No, but you know what I think is sexy? I think the boxer briefs. Boxer briefs. I think those are sexy. So if my husband wears that, I'm good. He doesn't have to wear G-strings or anything like that. I'm good. Oh, if he's listening, he's going to get mad. But yeah, like I said, for his birthday, I'm going to switch it up, wear beige. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got to really pack it in today. I mean, we are packing it in. Like a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, status post Versed, and a tampon that we fill with cocaine to stop the bleeding. That kind of packing we're doing today on the show. A lot of good stuff. But I want to hear from you. So please call in. That's my job. You know, I get fired if I don't answer your medical questions. That's my job. You're supposed to call in. I'm supposed to answer your medical questions, and I'm supposed to do it with some level of competency. Okay? I just found out those are those are my job requirements. All right? I better wear some fancy underwear because I don't feel very confident right now. Yeah, I have to show some level of competency. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, it's toll free, right? We wouldn't charge you. I do need to figure out how to make money, but we don't charge you for the calls. We don't charge you for the medical advice. Some of the best medical advice in the world. You know that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on my Facebook fan page. Yeah, there was a study that came out saying women that wear, you know, the hotter lipstick colors end up getting tipped more and get better tips and tipped more often and more frequently from men because I guess they are turned on by the red lipstick. I don't think it's that. Again, I think it's the confidence booster. Maybe women feel a little sexier, feel a little bit more confident, and, you know, they rock and roll. Now, why am I bringing up confidence? Bring up confidence because I want to talk about this little girl that was ziplining, this 26-year-old that got that deep gash, ended up having necrotizing fasciitis. We talked about this week. I need you guys to understand what happened and what possibly could have happened in the ER. Crucial mistake. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I've been getting many, many calls and many emails on what's been going on with Amy Copeland. This is a 24-year-old Georgia student who has already lost her leg to necrotizing fasciitis. Many people are scared to death because this is a healthy woman, a healthy girl. No medical problems from what we understand prior to this. Kind of makes her own homemade zip line that she was using, I guess, with some friends. She falls, sustains a huge gash to her leg, goes to the hospital, and gets treated. Now is fighting for her life on a ventilator due to a flesh-eating bacteria. And everybody wants to know why, when just a week ago this girl was as healthy as can be. And gashes happen all the time. So just really quickly, let me go through this with you. Okay, she sustains a gash, a pretty deep one. From what I understand, she's in the emergency room, and we don't have the honest-to-gosh medical records with us. Okay, all we're having is the media portrayal of what's going on. I would love to see the ER records, but of course, those don't get to be available, especially since we have no idea where this is going to go legally. But from what I understand, the wound, most of the time when you go to the ER, the wound gets cleaned. They'll give you a tetanus shot. The tetanus shot doesn't protect you from getting tetanus that day. It prevents you from future tetanus infections. So you get a tetanus shot. You know, they clean the wound. Sometimes they'll debride it. Any dirty areas, any, you know, areas that could look like they aren't going to be viable, clean it off, and then they staple or they suture the wound together. So her wound was stapled. People are like, well, Dr. Dye, it was the staples. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was. All right, staples are a pretty common. We use staples in the ER all the time. We use it in the operating room. You know, I know it looks a little barbaric, but it works. It works really well, and there's no changes in cosmetic issues whether you use the suture or the staple. And the staple gives a nice, good hold. Somebody could argue that the staple actually gives you a better cosmetic result and prevents you from infection because it has a nice, stronger hold than what you could do with a 3-0 or 2-0 nylon stitch. All right, so fine. Yet the kicker here was she wasn't given an antibiotic. Now, when I did ER, of course, I gave antibiotics. All right. Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's the problem these days. You doctors are giving too many antibiotics. It is a problem. Overprescription of antibiotics is a problem. But when it comes to colds, you know, if somebody comes in with a little cold day one, you really don't start throwing antibiotics at them. You watch and wait. You do symptomatic measures. You get a feel or try to figure out if it is bacterial, doing a strep test, etc. But when we're talking about a deep gash to the leg, something that required layers of repair plus staples, which I'm assuming is what happened, I would recommend, especially if it was in a possible dirty area, I believe she was around a lake in a forest area, I would give an antibiotic. All right. But again, hindsight, I'm not sure what was happening in the ER setting, but I could guess. And this is where the subject of confidence comes. All right. I'll tell you how it all mixes. No, the underwear subject's over with, but underwear went to confidence. Confidence went to necrotizing fasciitis, and you'll see. So anyway, what happened to her? Well, she apparently acquired a bacteria called Aeromonas hydrophila. Now, this bacteria is common, but not a very common type for necrotizing fasciitis. We usually see Aeromonas hydrophila maybe with diarrhea. Usually strep is the flesh-eating bacteria, all right, that we see. This Aeromonas kind of unique to cause this, even though it's rampant out here in our environment and in her environment. So what happened is the bacteria must have settled, but where it settled was probably on a layer of fascia. Now, fascia is a nice silky band, and I apologize if any of you listen to my week shows and this sounds redundant, but many people that listen on the weekend don't listen to the week, and this is extremely important for you guys to know, because I know many of you are scared that something like this could happen to you or your family. Anyway, the bacteria landed on it fed its way to the fascia. Now, the fascia, when you have fascia, it's a nice band, very pretty, kind of silky looking. I liken it to the bottom of your mattress, you know, where you have that silky, silvery white, fascia. And it surrounds your muscles. And it surrounds the layers and separates the layers of your skin. You got the epidermis, you got the dermis, you got the subcutaneous fat. Then, you know, as you go deeper, you have the fascia, muscles, etc. We were talking about plantar fasciitis when we first started, how many of us limp as we get out of bed. That fascia can get really tight. It's a band of tissue, fibrous tissue that can get tight. When you sleep, you wake up, you stretch out the foot, it takes a while to stretch, then you stop limping, but it's a band, okay? So imagine a band or a sheet. Once bacteria gets there, it's like an ice rink. It can slide and propagate all along that layer. And that's why you have such speed with necrotizing fasciitis. Necrotizing means killing as it goes. Fasciitis, your inflammation of your fascia. So somehow she gets that infection there and it spreads. It goes up her leg. She ends up having her leg amputated. Now, from what we understand, she's on a ventilator and she's possibly going to lose her hands and her other foot. Now, they say hands and feet, which doesn't make sense if she has a leg amputated, other foot. But, you know, that's okay. Sometimes these articles can, you know, make some grammatical errors. That's fine. Lord knows I do. Now, I'm thinking, maybe it's not so much a bacteria that's hit her hands and feet, but if the woman's on a respirator, my guess is she went into septic shock. All right, necrotizing fasciitis, it's not going to just stay on the fascia. Once it gets that bad and you start to have the death and destruction of the cells, you could get this bacteria into the bloodstream. Once you get into the bloodstream, you can get something called sepsis. When you get sepsis, bacteria, etc., your body could go into shock. When your body goes into shock, your blood pressure drops. When your blood pressure drops, your extremities are the first to suffer because your body, going into emergency mode, wants to shunt blood to the central part of your body. So as it's shunting blood to the central part of your body, your toes, your fingers, your hands seem to get the brunt of it. So my guess is the reason why she may be losing her hands and her other foot is because she's in septic shock. Again, we're not getting all the details. Now, going back to the doctor or what could have happened in the ER. Okay, so wound was debrided, cleaned, whatever, stapled. She was sent on her way. She comes back the next day from what we understand, saying, look, I have pain. They looked at the wound from what I understand. It didn't look infected. So they told her to take some pain medicine. Now, whether she went three times or four times, I'm still at a loss. I can't tell you how many times she went. But finally, a doctor decides to give her antibiotics. But by then it was too late because the next day she was extremely sick and the necrotizing fasciitis was already going into play. So what the heck happened? Why didn't anybody give her an antibiotic? Why did it take this long? What happened? Well, a few things. Number one is many of us medical providers are well versed on signs of infection, okay? You have the erythema, it gets red, you have swelling, you could have pus, it has a look to it, okay? But keep in mind, remember what I said with the fascia? The fascia is deep, so you may not see the redness, right? You got the epidermis, the dermis, the subcutaneous fat, etc. So if you're starting an infection that's in the deep layers, you're not going to have the visual that we usually see when we see an infected wound, which means if somebody says they're having pain in a wound, don't just think, well, it's because you were cut. It could be an infection. So if that doctor was in a hurry or something, I don't know what happened. He might have said, well, the wound looks really good. You're nice and clear. Just take some pain medicine, which is what happened the second time around. So I don't know if it was two different doctors, the same doctors, but now we have two visits where everybody's scratching their head going, what the heck happened? Remember, if the bacteria is in the deeper layers, it's going to cause pain, but you may not see the redness. And let's say she's a little anemic. Let's say other factors are going on. If you're anemic, you're not going to turn red. Now, we talked about this yesterday. A little kid with sickle cell anemia, let's say, comes in for a sore throat. Don't be looking for a red sore throat. He may not make red. See? Because, again, if he's anemic, he has a low blood count. So, again, you can't just be looking for red. The other thing we need to realize is an infection sometimes takes a good 2-3 days to cook. You don't want to wait for the infection to always cook. That's what we're starting to be taught with antibiotic resistance. Say, don't give antibiotics day one. Wait till they actually have an infection. Okay, I get that. You don't want to be treating every cough and cold or virus with antibiotics. I agree with that 100%. But in this particular case, you're talking about a leg wound. By the time the girl got her antibiotic, it was already too late. She already had hundreds or millions of colony-forming units that were already just spreading throughout, such that by the time a doctor goes, oh, let's give you antibiotics, it was just way too late. The antibiotics didn't touch it. Now, are we breeding a group of doctors now that are lacking confidence or hesitating? With the idea of doctors overprescribing, and everybody's on our case, and I agree, we do overprescribe, is there a chance that ER doctor hesitated with antibiotics? Was he given a lecture in the hospital saying, you guys are prescribing too many antibiotics, I want you to wait, I want you to hold off? And he did. Was there hesitation? And if there was, we have a huge problem. Because with the way healthcare is going, we're having doctors hesitate on what they want to order. Don't go in. I'd love to hear from you. Were you ever denied something that you think you should have had? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jared writes, Doc, I'm listening to you in Henderson, Nevada. I had a sinus infection that went to the brain. My doctor refused to give me antibiotics when I originally asked for them, and I had to be hospitalized. How do you convince your doctor to treat you with antibiotics when he initially refuses? All right, great. Great question. And that's what we're talking about. For those of you kind of joining us halfway here, we're discussing this 26-year-old, girl who has a flesh-eating bacteria and the necrotizing fasciitis and what possibly could have happened in the emergency room and antibiotics and lack of receiving antibiotics. And, you know, about a month ago, they came out with a study saying doctors should stop giving antibiotics for sinus infections. Most sinus infections don't need antibiotics. And again, as a physician, I'm torn because I do believe we overprescribe antibiotics. Absolutely. I think we do. I think antibiotics are overprescribed. However, all right, it takes some instinct, takes a lot of know-how, it takes a lot of experience to know when you don't withhold them. And I watch my patients very closely. If I'm like, let's just watch you in a day or two, over the day or two, I will. All right. If I think they need the antibiotics, I'll give it to them. If I don't think they need it, I'm going to tell them, I don't think you need it. But in this particular case, we have a girl who multiple doctors saw, from what I understand, and nobody gave her an antibiotic. Now she's lost her leg. Now she's fighting for her life because she has an infection that an antibiotic can't control because the antibiotic was instituted too late. So Jared's like, well, what do you do? If you ask for an antibiotic and the doctor says no, what do you do? Well, there's, you know, number one is you can, you know, one thing is you could I switch doctors. You know, you could go and get a second opinion. You can do that. But if the second opinion, you know, doesn't help, it's a shame because you really need a doctor who's your advocate. Okay. And you also don't want to ask your doctor willy-nilly for antibiotics, too, because, like I said, we physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, we're in a position where we're not supposed to be over-prescribing. But what you could say is, look, I have no improvement. Okay, you're the first thing you tell your doctor, don't be talking about the game, don't be talking about how I'm doing all right. You say, I'm not improving or I'm getting worse. Okay, then you already start to go down the line and have them start to think, okay, you're not getting better on symptomatic measures. All right, then go, doctor, I've had this before. I think I need an antibiotic. I'm concerned. I'm vulnerable. I'm diabetic. I'm anemic. I don't know. You know, and then if not, and he says no, then come back a third day. But luckily, this woman kept coming back. And sometimes you just have to be persistent. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, good. Yeah, hey, I live in Las Vegas. First of all, I love your show.
Thanks.
Secondly, my dad and mom have lived in Israel for 20 years.
Oh.
And my dad died in November from the exact scenario that you were just talking about with septic shock.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he had some back surgery. I know. It was a rough month, believe me, a whirlwind trip, and it was tough. But he had back surgery on his lower spine, and he basically survived the surgery, and the patient died. He was in a rehab hospital over there. And they did not recognize the signs of his sepsis, and then he ended up having to get a catheter. And by the time that they recognized the fact it was the second shift of doctors that had come on in the rehab hospital, by the time that got recognized, and my mom's a cardiac nurse, so, you know, she was aware that there was something going on, and she kept asking him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the second shift of doctors said, you know, let's get him back to the main hospital. So they took him by ambulance, and as soon as they got him to the ER, they cultured everything. They cultured the wound and the urine and blood, and it turned out that it was from the catheter
that
he got the sepsis. And, yeah, he passed in about 12 hours. It was just a...
I am so sorry.
They possibly could, you know, the...
Was this in Israel or in America?
Israel.
So this was in Israel. Okay, and they withheld antibiotics originally?
Yes, they did. I don't think they saw, like you said, that it was an infection. They
right.
Just, you know,
right. So then why treat? I see. Oh, that's
right.
Horrible.
Some of the confusion. Yeah, the last time I talked to him, he started, I don't know how quickly septic shock or sepsis symptoms start to show, but I talked to him just a couple days before he got really, really sick and died, and he was starting to have some mental confusion. He couldn't think of words, and my dad was brilliant.
Right.
You know, he was never at a loss for words.
Exactly.
So it was tough. And by the time they got him to the main hospital and pumped him full of, you know, major antibiotics and everything to try to keep his blood pressure up, and he just didn't make it. You know, he just went down.
Well, gosh, Cindy, I know it must have hurt having to, you know, relive that, telling us the story. But thank you so much for calling in, and I hope your father rests in peace. My father's up there in heaven. Hopefully, both of them are hanging out. My father's from Israel, so I'm sure they're hanging out, and they're probably talking politics. I bet that's what they're doing. Oh, but still, just horrible. And I'm going to tell you something. Cindy brought up a good point. If she was talking to her father and her father seemed a little disoriented, that could be a sign of sepsis. You see, again, infection may not just all be red and pus. We're always looking for red. We're always looking for pus, erythema, induration. No. Sometimes a change in mental status could be a sign of an infection. Not everybody gets a fever. You know, I mean, many, they're like, well, you know, he doesn't have a fever, so we don't have to treat. Yes, having a fever is a sign of infection. But remember when I talked about appendicitis attacks? How most of the patients I diagnosed with appendicitis didn't have a fever? They didn't even have a white count. You know, so you can't put everybody in the same textbook case. Everybody's different. And unfortunately, it sounds like with Cindy's father, he was already going through sepsis, was probably sick for days before anybody noticed. And by the time they noticed, it's too late. So, you know, we were talking about when Jared wrote, how do you talk to your doctor? How do you deal with your doctor? Well, from the doctor's point of view, and that's why I'm here, because I can tell you the medical point of view. When I teach medical students, I tell them, there's a few different things they need to have on their note all the time, okay? One is, if the patient comes back saying they're better, that should be the first line. Patient states they're better. If the patient's not better, then that should be the first line on your note. Patient reports the symptoms are not better. I know there's a clinic in town that does workman's comp. They always, their doctors are very well trained. Pattern of symptoms is improving. The pattern of symptoms is not improving. That is the first line on their notes. And what that does is it commits them to work further and to hopefully expand their mind. So that's why I said, when you go to your doctor, if you don't think you're getting better, the first thing you have to say is, "Doc, I am not getting better." Even tell the nurse. So the nurse writes that down on the chief complaint, "I am not getting better," because it does commit the doctor to making a decision. And it also helps the doctor out. Again, I don't want you guys putting your doctor in a corner. Remember, I'm a doctor, okay? I want you liking us. But on the flip side, it also helps protect the doctor, because if he does do a treatment plan that includes prescribing an antibiotic, he's not going to get heat, because here the patient is saying, "I'm not better." But when we talk about hesitation, and doctors, this isn't going away. We've discussed at length how in emergency rooms, doctors are being told not to order as many tests as they used to. And understandably so. We understand where healthcare is going. Things are expensive. We're spending a lot of money. But when you tell somebody to stop practicing the way they practice and to hesitate on your choice of action, that's where I think we get into trouble. All right. You know, and we've talked about this at length. You know, when you take a test, right, you're doing a multiple choice test, your first answer comes to your mind is C, but then you go, wait a second, let me stop and rethink this. You rethink it, you put A, and A was the wrong answer, C was the right answer. Right? You go with your gut instinct. You go with your initial thought. You don't want your emergency room doctor to hesitate and go, "Wait a second, we're prescribing too many antibiotics. Let me pause. Wait a second, I know you had head trauma, but I got to hold off on the CT because I'm going to get penalized if I order a CT that's negative." We don't want any hesitation. It's an art. Do you tell an artist to paint a different way? Don't go away. We'll be right back. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, DrDaliah, so I can give you up-to-date medical updates. Please follow me on my Facebook fan page and follow me. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Marlene, calling, I think, from Las Vegas. Hi, Marlene, honey. How you doing?
I'm fine. I heard your one conversation with that the lady with the sinus infections that went to her brain. That happened to me 5 years ago. I had had a sinus infection 3 months in a row, and I called in December and asked my doctor if she could give me a prescription. She said, no, you've had them for the last 3 months. I think you need to come in. And I went in there, and she said I was completely dehydrated. They tried to rehydrate me for 2 hours. Anyway, I won't go into all that.
Uh-huh.
I ended up with, in the hospital with a brain abscess.
Oh my.
and I was in the hospital for a month and a half, and like 5 days. I don't remember any of it. And then I was in rehab for a month and a half.
Oh, my.
And, I don't remember any of it. And when I went back to the doctor for my final visit, because I couldn't get up enough nerve to ask him before that, because mm-hmm. every time I left the doctor's office, the surgeon, he would say, you are one lucky lady.
Yes.
And finally, on my last visit, I says, well, why do you keep telling me that? And he says, well, because if you had not gone to the doctor,
you could have died.
You would have died.
Marlene, is that scary? Oh,
yes.
That's scary. Oh,
yes.
Honey.
And they thought when I went to my primary doctor and then they transferred me to urgent care because they couldn't rehydrate me, they thought it was meningitis. And then they did a back...
The spinal tap. Ouch. Those are horrible.
I didn't even feel it. I don't even remember any of this.
See, and somebody should have done a CAT scan. Oh, but then again, if an infection like that's going to spread to the brain, then they're going to look along
right.
the meninges and look for meningitis because it could go up and down the back. So that's understandable. But Marlene, honey, God bless you. I'm glad you made it through that. And thank you so much for sharing that story. For my listeners, if a sinus infection doesn't go away, right, even with antibiotics, get that checked. The sinuses, to me, they're just too close to the brain. Right? Have an ear, nose, and throat doctor take a peek, or have your doctor maybe do a CAT scan. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's too much money. It's no wonder we need Obamacare. No, look, I would rather you be safe and alive, okay, than to save Washington money. Okay, Washington wouldn't have the crisis it has if it made sure that the other 50% of the country was paying taxes like they should. But I'm not going to go off on that. Okay, let's move on. All right, it's not Dr. Dahlia's fault. The healthcare system is the way it is. But thank you all for sharing your stories. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Speaking of head scans and head CTs, it looks like female children athletes, concussions are on the rise. We are looking at more and more of these girl soccer players suffering concussions each year, even more than their boy counterparts. These girls can play. They are some tough cookies, but the heading of the ball is dangerous. Now, my father was a soccer player. Grandfather was a football player, so we're not immune to sports, we know. And they got hurt, and you do, and you don't care about the hurt because your adrenaline is pumping and you're doing it for the game. But I got to tell you, they say now concussions with female soccer players are now the second highest cause of concussions in athletic injuries. And I'm going to say it's not worth it. I wish there was some sort of a cool type of helmet these kids can wear, boys and girls on the field, even grown-ups. But soccer head injuries, I mean, at least with football, you get a helmet, not with soccer. So pretty dangerous stuff. So just watch your kids, and if they have had any sort of concussive injury, and remember, we talked about how a concussion happens. Let's say the ball hits the front of your head. Well, you get a blow to the front part of the brain, but because of the momentum, right, and the torque or whatever physics word you want to use, the brain hits the back of the skull, right, because of the movement. Then it ricochets off the back, heads front. So you get a coup counter coup type of injury. So you could technically incur 3 blows to the brain per each blow from the soccer ball. And it could still oscillate back and forth and still hit the calvarium, the side of the skull. And that's just one hit. That's just one hit. Now, I know we've been playing soccer for years, et cetera, but, we're really starting to investigate head injuries in NFL players and boxers. We need to do it with our soccer players. And these little kids, these are little kids with little kid brains and little kid skulls using still grown-up strength soccer balls. Think about it. Get your kids checked. Okay, another thing you guys need to think about is I need you all to watch your butts. It's extremely important to watch your butts. What are you watching your butt for? these accidental 911 calls. New York City emergency operators are complaining that they received 4 million butt calls. Your butt is dialing 911. I don't know how. I'm looking at my iPhone. I don't have a 911 button, but maybe some of you have a 911 that you can hit, which I think is a smart thing to do, to have that readily available on your phone. But your butt is calling 911 operators, and sometimes it takes an average of 19 seconds until they realize it was a butt call. All right, because remember, some people dial 911 while they're being held up because they can't talk, but they're hoping somebody's listening on the other end. What you don't want, again, we're talking about hesitation here, is your 911 operator to think, because there's nothing going on the other line, it's a butt call when it could really be an emergency. And, you know, keep in mind, some of these officers, now that's just New York. I have no idea what the numbers are in Nevada, Missouri, Minnesota. I don't know what the numbers are in, you know, individual states or cities, et cetera. But, I mean, if there's 4 million happening just in New York City, this is a huge problem. So please watch your butts, okay? Just, you know, okay, there's, and maybe somebody could argue that maybe all these tushies really feel endangered, that they're scared and they're fighting for their lives because they don't like being sat on. So maybe the tushies are calling 911. I don't know. All right. Also, I guess we're watching this new warning on sunscreen. Remember we talked about the oxybenzone and how oxybenzone may actually take the sunlight? And even though the sunscreen is supposed to protect you from skin cancer, it may grab the sunlight and cause free radicals to be made. And free radicals cause cellular damage, DNA damage, therefore putting you at risk for skin cancer itself. Well, now they're saying the zinc oxide. In Missouri University, researchers found that zinc oxide, when exposed to sunlight, undergoes a chemical reaction that may release unstable free radicals. So are we putting sunscreen on and it could actually accentuate the fact of the sun? I don't know. But I got to tell you, this doesn't, you know, lack logic. I mean, we're lathering ourselves up in creams and lotions, you know, and we don't like anything sitting out in the sun. Right? Whenever something sits out in the sun and bakes or cooks, something goes wrong, right? So if your sunscreen bakes and cooks, something could go wrong. So again, I hate telling people to avoid the sun because I think the sunlight gives us so much that we need. But until we can figure out what the heck is going on and we have better cures for melanoma, I would wear your hats. I would wear long sleeve shirts. I would still do sunscreen, you know, but I keep your eyes and ears open for any more of these studies. And of course, here on the Dr. Dahlia Show, that's what I do. Right? I'd still put sunscreen on your kids, but you know, all these reports saying to lather them up every 15 minutes, I just get a little nervous. I would almost rather they have less sun exposure during the less sunny times of the day, 10 and 2, maybe even 10 and 3. And, you know, wear long sleeve cool shirts, wear water shirts when they swim. This way you don't have to use as much sunscreen. Put the sunscreen on the sun exposed parts, but try to avoid many of the parts. And remember their tushies. When they come out of the pool, the bathing suit falls and you see part of the white line right from their tushy. Put some sunscreen on there or have them do it so their tushies don't get burned. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you Monday. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends Cardio FX.
Cardio FX is a source of the B complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B complex and the Cardio FX. The Cardio FX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.